Alder One Willem, and then the city attorney.
I'm going to direct you to back to item G2, so everyone can get a little bit better handle on what the complication of this road is. So I'd like to take you to page 51 in the council packet. Alderman Taylor, this might be important for you to look at it to understand the complications that the engineer is dealing with. So on the top of page 51, the developers that just got the approval for item G2, and I did talk with them out in the hallway, they were approached by the city engineer to design the road. But as you can see, the wording on Marquette Avenue at the top of the page belongs to one developer. And the wording down by lots 15 and 14, that whole section of the road belongs to a different developer. So we have a road that involves two developers. Neither developer is comfortable designing the road for the other developer. So the city, our engineer, has offered to design the road so it's in fairness to both developers, and then both projects will be able to move forward. Without the road, neither project can move forward. And, you know, we're always talking about we need houses. That's been a very strong statement from the mayor, but yet, and we have the ability to special assess these property owners back, and maybe the city attorney has suggested language about an agreement to get the money previous. Individually, if the road wasn't split on two different properties, one developer could just design the road, or the other developer could just design the road. But it's complicated because what you don't see here is there's a home sitting right on the corner of 49th and Marquette, so the road has to swing down to avoid that home, and then there's home sitting on the corner 51st and Drexel, so the road has to swing up. That's why the road is in the shape it is, and that's why it's split on the property line such that it is. The developer that was coming in had met with Nick, was ready to design the road. Nick said, go ahead, design the road. They went to engineering. Engineering said, complications, that we need it to work for both developments.
Here's what I'll support. When we came in here tonight, all it said was build a road. Then we actually get to know what the cost is, which would be nice to know what the cost is in advance, which we just found out tonight. So what I'd like to do, what I'd support, is let's refer this to the next common council meeting, get both developers, engineering, and the alderman of the district to sit down, have a conversation, see if they can figure it out where, you know, fine, I understand one doesn't want to do the engineering, the other one doesn't. Why can't they figure it out together? Come back here in 2 weeks and give us a status update and say, all right, we can do this, we can't do this. Instead of, we don't need to do it today. Whether we do it today or 2 weeks from now, it's not going to change, I don't think, anything. We have one developer. Do you have a problem doing with that, sitting down, having that conversation with the other developer, Nicole? No? Okay, then that's what I'll refer us to the next common council meeting.
Motion on the floor. Oh.
And there is some complication.
Well, I think, did I second it? Did I second the motion?
No, I didn't.
No, Alderman Dandrea did.
Why? With it's an approval. There's a motion to approve, right?
All those in favor of the motion to approve signify by saying aye. Any opposed?
Aye. Nay.
Okay. Roll call, please, Madam Clerk.
Do you don't want me to read the motion again?
The motion was to enter into the contract and move on.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
No.
Yeah, I seconded it.
The motion was not to enter into a contract. The motion was
Madam
to...
Madam Clerk, please read the motion back.
Alderwoman Wilhelm moved to direct staff to finalize professional engineering design contract for execution by the city for the extension of West Marquette Avenue and to report the status at the 2/19/2018 Common Council meeting. Using funds from the Capital Improvement Fund contingency account in an amount not to exceed $34,000.
And just so we're clear, I had this entire conversation with Alderman Wilhelm. I'm not springing anything on her. She knows it. So, okay. On a roll call vote.
Alderman.
I'd like to hear from the city attorney.
Mr. City Attorney.
I had raised my pen previously because the way the requested council action is written,
is not what I read. I changed it.
You changed it at the end. A motion directing staff to finalize professional engineering design contract for execution by city.
I put in the word the, and then said future meeting.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Mr. City Engineer, did you intend for this with the handout, since you mentioned standard form city boilerplate for development agreements, to authorize the execution of an agreement with Lakeside on the handout, or simply direction to draw up the agreement and bring it back at the next meeting or a future meeting for approval?
The way it's written, it says execution by city. I intended for that to happen first. So finalize the professional engineering design contract for execution by city.
All right, and I heard
and report status
Alderman
next
Wilhelm not understand it that way when she spoke up during the motion.
And just because you second something doesn't mean you have to support it.
Right.
Okay.
You could have just withdrew your second.
Okay.
I guess I'd like an opportunity to amend the motion so it can come back with the engineering design contract before the city in 2 weeks, rather than execution of that, which is what Alderman Taylor was suggesting that it would.
Stop.
Everybody stop. We have a motion on the floor. Let's vote on the motion on the floor and then go from there.
What does it mean?
It's the motion. So let's, I don't know how to be plain about this, but vote no.
Obviously, Mayor, you could assist by helping out to clarify so the council members can make the proper vote, because right now I'm confused on how I should vote on this.
Madam Clerk, I'm not going to clarify because I don't support it, so go ahead.
Alderwoman Wilhelm moved to direct staff to finalize a professional engineering design contract for execution by the city for the extension of West Marquette Avenue, and to report the status at the 2/19/2018 Common Council meeting using funds from the Capital Improvement Fund contingency account in an amount not to exceed $34,000.
And I could amend my motion to remove the word execution.
Is that agreed to?
No. I'll withdraw my second.
Subject to
Do I hear an objection to the withdrawal?
I have one comment
okay.
to make.
The motion is withdrawn. Alderman Wilhelm.
The complication.
Second is withdrawn. Is there a second to the motion? Is there a second to the motion? Seeing none, the motion dies due to lack of second. Alderman Wilhelm.
As I've told the engineer, I don't really care which direction this goes, but the problem is someone has to give the developer direction. And without us moving forward, how do they bring their project forward? So we're holding.
You want me to do that?
We're holding that up.
I'll be happy to give the developer direction. I'll give one of them right here. The two of them get on the phone, talk about it, work it out. Here's a bid. Somebody pay for the bid, and the other person reimburse them. Alderman Taylor.
Your Honor, so my motion will be to table this. Because this is how I would handle it. If this was in my district, which it's not, I would basically get both developers in a room and tell them to figure it out, or else we'll do nothing. You figure it out. I mean, I don't know if they talk to each other, don't talk to each other. I mean, I have no clue. This is not my problem, okay? But I don't feel like spending $33,000 to fix some mess that's not mine or the city's. So table this, figure it out, come back in 2 weeks. They can split the cost. They can do it together. Why do we have to do it?
I actually
that's my motion. Table and come back in 2 weeks. And
I'll second the motion. I'd like to make a
Alderman Wilhelm, we're beating this to death.
That is actually what I had suggested to the city engineer. I actually had suggested language to him that he negotiate those prices. But this was what he said. And I talked to the mayor about it, and Glenn talked to the mayor, and then they came back and said they were going to put this together. So I just went with it. I figured that he got the approval to put it on the agenda from the mayor, and that's where it went. I'm fine with the motion. We have the second motion. I'm going to call the question.
On the call of the question, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. On the motion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G4, purchase of the roll-up for the Department
of
Oversight.
Second.
And we understand that that's the 14 grand is the net purchase price. It's not the net the net price.
Correct. Net there prices. Will be a future change order to reduce the contractors by $5,700, I believe.
Mr. Rotzenberg.
Mr. Mayor, there's no appropriation available for this particular item, but we could take it out of contingency. That particular appropriation expired at the end of 2017, and the South Dome has no available appropriation for this expenditure.
Is there a motion to table this for 2 weeks?
So moved.
Second. Well, do I have to withdraw my motion, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
I withdraw my motion, which is approved.
Any objection?
No.
Seeing no objection, motion is withdrawn. You got to do your paperwork, Glenn.
So.
We don't have an option here, do we?
No, you can approve it with expenditure from the contingency fund and the finance
director. And I need four votes.
What the contingency for? No, contingency is an appropriation that just requires a simple majority.
Later, if we do a budget modification to move it, you would need four votes for that accounting step, but you can do it that way.
Alderman Taylor.
Then I'll make my motion to approve
on
a contingency.
Contingency. Is there a second to that?
Second.
How much is it?
It's going to be less than $6,000, right? Total. Net.
You put that on the motion?
No, because that's a mayor number off the top of my head. And I wouldn't trust it.
So, discussion.
Alderman Mayor.
This sounds like a safety issue, electrical problem.
Alderman Borrow.
I can explain. The project was designed with a what we call barn door, sliding door, and that requires a bollard in place that wasn't explained to the staff. And so they put an electrical conduit where that bollard should go. So then we have to change to a different style door. So we're going to hire someone locally to install the roll-up door, and which means that we'll deduct the contractor's we'll take the barn-style door out of his project.
Anything else? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G5 is a motion to solicit bids for 2018 Highway Equipment Replacement Fund.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G6 is authorized staff to solicit equipment considered in the 2018 capital expenditures. That would be shop equipment for the Board of Public Works to review and approve.
So move. Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to Committee of the Whole recommendations. Is there a motion to refer the fire department presentation back to the fire chief and director of administration for consideration of a contract and return?
So moved.
On the 17th? 19th. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll pass on G7 because there's an agenda item next. Item G8. Well, let's do everything else first. G9 is closed session. Item H1, licenses. Alderman Taylor.
Do you want to do 10 first?
Did I pass on 10? Do I have a 10? Yeah, we can do item 10. This is a claim from Nancy Tomaszek for injuries.
A motion to reject based on correspondence with their insurance company.
Is there a second? Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H1, licenses.
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor. We met today at 6:10. First three items are approved. Fourth item, Deanna Omansky, hold for appearance. That's the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion? Item I1. Is there a motion approving the following city vouchers with an ending date of February 1, 2018, in one on $517,150.46, and payroll dated February 2nd in the amount of $371,663.57, and payments of various payroll deductions in the amount of $199,419.87, plus city matching payments, an estimated payroll of February 16th estimated at $379,000, and payments of various payroll deductions estimated at $381,000 plus city matching payments, and property tax refunds and payments with an end date of February 1st in the amount of $5,919,261.17.
So move.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandy.
Aye.
Motion carries six ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. Folks, we're going to take up this closed session regarding the tax incremental financing district and the development agreement. I don't know how long it'll take, but you're welcome to have a seat out in the lobby. It may be a while. Yes, and please take all of your stuff with you. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub e to deliberate upon the tax incremental district number 5?
So move.
For some reason I thought there was a second one.
Planned Development District Number 37, the Rock Sports Complex, Ballpark Commons, Sports Anchors, Mixed Use Development Project Development Agreement, the negotiation agreement terms, and the investing of public funds in relation thereto, for the competitive and bargaining reasons, and to re-enter open session the same place thereafter to act on such matters as discussed therein as it deems appropriate. We have a motion and a second. Is there, Madam Clerk?
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. We are in closed session. It's 8 o'clock. We've re-entered open session. Mr. City Attorney. This is under item G8.
A potential motion would be a motion to approve the tax incremental district number 5 development agreement between the City of Franklin and BPC Master Developer LLC, substantially in the form as presented to the Common Council at this meeting, together with an additional municipal services cost agreement, a personal guarantee, and a disbursement agreement as called for within the development agreement, with changes as may be approved by the Director of Administration, the City Attorney, and the Director of Finance and Treasurer in consultation with Bond Counsel and Quarles and Brady Special Counsel.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion that motion, Alderman Mayer.
Discussion, just a little bit here. Mayor, as you've said numerous times throughout this process, this project has been approved. It has whatever approval it needs. This piece is to make sure it goes through to the quality that we want and to make sure that things are done as safely as possible. So this was approved. Not approving this wouldn't make sense because it would still go through somehow, but this is ensuring the quality and ensuring our having some leverage in how things take place. So I will approve it. And also because this does provide for some degree of watchdogness by our own health officer who represents the city.
And as you've highlighted, this does provide some answers to many of the issues that have been brought to us in the past and in many ways mitigates or takes care of those issues. So I think it's a good agreement. Anyone else? Madam Clerk, let's do a roll call, please. Without objection.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
It's a historic day in the City of Franklin. Motion carries 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Congratulations, everybody. Move on to item G9. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 19.85 sub 1 sub G to confer with legal counsel for the Common Council was rendering advice concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to the subject litigation and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters that it deems?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Nero.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandy.
Aye.
Motion carries. We're in closed session. It is 8:12. We are back in opening session on item G9, matter of LaShawn Gray. Attorney Worth, do you have a fashion motion?
Yeah, it would be my recommendation that the council entertain a motion to instruct litigation counsel to secure a release that contains language that the ordinance involving sex offender location not be enforced against Mr. LaShawn Gray while he lives in his current address, and that it also approve a settlement monetary value of $23,000, not to exceed $23,000.
Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Alderman
Third,
Barber.
Fourth.
The maker of the motion. Did you two decide over there? Alderman Dandridge is the second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.